Hello, and welcome to the Journal of the Audio Engineering Society podcast for November 2008. I'm Agnieszka Roginska. November's journal contains four substantial research papers covering the areas of signal processing in loudspeakers, audio coding, acoustic modeling, and head-related transfer functions. In our first paper, Adrian Celestinos and Sophus Nielsen present a new method to improve the bass response of a pair of front speakers in small and medium-sized rooms. They have come up with a way of using an additional pair of rear loudspeakers to remove the reflection from the back wall of the room. The authors suggest that this works over the entire room, not just at the sweet spot, and that listeners experience a clear bass sound image without being able to hear the additional rear loudspeakers. Second on the list is a paper by Jürgen Herr and numerous colleagues on the recently standardized MPEG surround system. This system was designed for coding multi-channel audio. The authors indicate that the system is compatible with existing codecs and includes spatial side information along with a downmix of the multi-channel content. The paper provides a useful guide to the architecture and capabilities of this method. In the third paper, DJ Chappell and colleagues present insights into the transient acoustic field of a loudspeaker. Using finite element and boundary element methods, together with Burton-Miller integration, they managed to avoid the instability commonly encountered in time domain modeling. Through these methods, the authors were able to observe the differing decay rates of various components and the presence of an acoustic center. In our final paper, Pablo Hoffman and Hendrik Müller present the results of recent work on the audibility of changes to spectral characteristics in head-related transfer functions. By keeping the time differences between the ears constant, they were able to show that depending on the spatial locations represented, listeners' detection of spectral changes could be as little as 3 degrees, but maybe as high as 17 degrees. Their results also show that listeners were more sensitive to changes in lateral angle than to those in polar angle. In this month's Back of the Book feature article, staff writer Francis Rumsey reports on some of the views expressed in the AES workshop concerned with concert hall acoustics, which, as we know, is a topic that nearly always gives rise to passionate opinions. In the workshop, Barry Blesser points out that preference for certain hall acoustics is strongly determined by cultural and learned biases. We also learn about the acoustical characteristics of halls that are considered good for pop music performance. For more information on these articles and other AES activities, visit aes.org/journal. And we always welcome new members to the AES. For membership information, go to aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.